And joining us now is Hennepin County Commissioner Peter McLaughlin. Good morning, Peter.
Morning, morning.
What has Honeywell done to improve the Phillips neighborhood?
Well, Michael Bonsignori, the CEO of Honeywell, is one of the co-chairs of the Phillips Partnership, and it was his basic strategy that's guided this. He had this concentric circle diagram that had crime in the center, then housing, then jobs, and then infrastructure, that we needed to be focused on the neighborhood, start with crime, because that was at the heart of it, and we've seen a dramatic reduction in crime. Housing was next. That's so that you have a good physical environment and you start attracting a mix of people, mix of income into the neighborhood. That's moving forward right now. There's over $20 million in housing investment that will be made in that neighborhood before the end of next year. On jobs, along with Alina and Abbott Northwestern Hospital, there have been 150 people from the immediate area that have gone through a training program, and there are now 125 of them in jobs in the neighborhood. And then finally, on infrastructure, we're working to reconnect the Phillips neighborhood and Lake Street to the interstate highway system at 35W, which essentially bypassed it in times past. So it was Michael Bonsignori and the focus that he provided, along with Alina, that really helped to develop this strategy along with the public sector. So they were essential in developing this strategy, and they put a significant amount of resources into it.
So are you convinced that Honeywell will continue to work to improve Phillips?
Having the corporate headquarters leave is a big blow. There's no question about it. I think they'll continue to participate, but over time, their focus is going to move away from Phillips neighborhood. I don't think we can expect that it's going to be the same. This is their corporate headquarters. When people came from around the world to deal with Honeywell, they needed to come through the Phillips neighborhood. So they were committed to getting the crime problem handled, to developing better housing, to developing better jobs, and to improving the infrastructure there. It's not going to be as big a priority anymore in this new merged company. There's no question about that.
Now, the mayor says she's going to meet with Phillips neighborhood officials. I assume you will as well. What will you talk about? What do you think you can do?
Well, I think one of the strategies has to be to start dealing with the large building there, and just the headquarters building, and what's going to happen to that over time. I don't know what Honeywell's plans are for that, but they're going to be moving out. The estimates are 1,500 people, potentially. And so we're going to need to figure out how to get that building occupied, because we need people in the building making money so they can be spending the money out at the new Sears development on Lake Street and on the other projects that have been moving along so well. It's really, you know, these developers are, it's not magic. They look at how much disposable income there is, how many people there are working in the area who can then spend money at their shops and their restaurants. And this is clearly going to be a blow to that.
All right. Hennepin County Commissioner Peter McLaughlin, thanks very much.
Yep, you bet.